From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is in Tokyo today meeting with Japan's new prime minister. It's the start of an 8-day Asian tour for the president. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama is just getting to know his Japanese counterpart. Yukio Hatoyama leads the Democratic Party of Japan, which took power after a half century of almost unbroken rule by the rival LDP. Hatoyama says he wants to see Japan as a more equal partner with the U.S., and White House officials say they welcome the opportunity to refresh the two nations' alliance. Still, the change in power in Japan has created some uncertainty in the relationship. One possible flashpoint is the large U.S. military presence on Okinawa, which has long been controversial among residents there. White House officials say they don't expect that issue to dominate today's talks, which will focus instead on the shared challenges of North Korea, climate change, and the still fragile global economy. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Tokyo.
The Obama administration is pushing back against critics who say its review of Afghanistan strategy has gone on long enough. And State Department spokesman Ian Kelly says the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan's recommendation against adding American troops will not be discussed publicly.
This will all go into the deliberation that the president is making right now. And it's just not something that this department is going to go into.
Ambassador Carl Eikenberry formerly commanded troops in Afghanistan. The current commander, General Stanley McChrystal, is a strong proponent of counterinsurgency strategy and wants tens of thousands more troops. Eikenberry reportedly believes the strategy will not work unless the Afghan government of President Hamid Karzai successfully addresses corruption and becomes more competent at handling security and other obligations to civilians. New information is emerging in the investigation of an Army psychiatrist accused of shooting 13 people at a Texas Army post last week. Nidal Hassan has been officially charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Nidal Hassan was served the charges at the San Antonio hospital where he's recovering from 4 gunshot wounds. A female civilian police officer was first credited with taking Hassan down, but now the military is backing off that claim. At a press briefing announcing the charges against Hassan, Chris Gray with the Army's Criminal Investigation Division would only say that 2 officers engaged the gunman.
I would caution anyone from drawing final conclusions concerning the actual engagement in terms of who did what until all the evidence is fully analyzed.
Meantime, Gray says more charges against Hassan could be forthcoming. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Fort Hood, Texas.
Stock prices around the world have been narrowly mixed today. Most Asian markets have been trading lower. This is NPR News. The Taliban has taken responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on U.S. vehicles just outside Kabul, Afghanistan. Several people were wounded, and NATO says they may include civilians and foreigners. The bomb went off near a multinational military task force installation. The former manager of a kosher slaughterhouse in Iowa faces life in prison following guilty verdicts on dozens of charges. According to prosecutors, the manager engaged in massive financial fraud while also employing hundreds of illegal immigrants in the plant. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
A federal jury in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, convicted Sholem Rabashkin on 86 of 91 charges that included bank, mail, and wire fraud, money laundering, and ignoring his responsibility to pay cattle providers within 24 hours, which is required by law. Prosecutors successfully argued that 50-year-old Rabashkin intentionally defrauded the bank that was the lender for Agriprocessors, Inc., which Rabashkin managed. Rabashkin's lawyer argued his client may have been unethical in his dealings, but not someone who willfully committed crimes. Rabashkin's lawyer says after sentencing, he'll appeal Thursday's conviction. Rabashkin also faces immigration charges. Last year, federal agents conducted a massive raid at the plant and detained a number of workers found to be illegal immigrants. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The Walt Disney Company is reporting quarterly earnings up 18%, and that's a surprise to analysts who did not expect such a big increase. Disney shares have been up in after-hours trading. The results improved despite depressed advertising revenues and the fact that its movie studio continues to lose money. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.